Good afternoon. My name is Dennis.
And I am an addict. And I am so grateful to be clean today. My stomach is doing flip-flops. I always get uncomfortable speaking in places like this, but and go into a jail, no problem. You know, how do I stay in the rooms by being of service? I continue to do the 4th Avenue jail meetings. I've been doing H&I for a long, long time. I still have a home group. I still have a sponsor. And those are the things that kind of work for me. I have no idea what I'm going to say. All I'm going to do is open my mouth and, okay, God, take over. Like I said, I was feeling a lot of anxiety and nervousness and stuff like that. I got some new hearing aids, and they drive me crazy. So, you know, that makes me feel separate and different sometimes because I'm handicapped to some degree, and it bothers my spirit. And I know other people have that similar problem. So the disease of addiction, and what do I know about it? If you look in our literature, it's all through our literature about isolation. We have one disease and many symptoms. I have a disease that wants to separate me from you and from God, and I want to judge you or you're going to judge me, and then we're separate. We go to separate camps, and it doesn't do us any good. There's no unity. I've learned so much in working with the traditions how important our unity is. Every single member, an atmosphere of recovery depends upon every single member that's sitting in here or sitting in a room. An atmosphere of recovery can't happen unless we're all together. If I'm judging you, I'm not listening to you. And I saw it written one time, when there's not an atmosphere of recovery, it's not an NA meeting. You know, and I try and really apply that in my life when I'm in a meeting. So it's all through our literature. In the intro, we come to NA by various means. Our common denominator is we failed to come to terms with our addiction. In chapter 1, our disease isolated us from people except when we were using. I started using probably 14, 15. I don't know about you, but when I grew up, I felt less than, not good enough, the black sheep of the family. And I isolated at a very, very early age. I played by myself with cars and stuff like that. I never really had friends. We moved around a lot, and maybe that was a part of it, I don't know. But I never learned how to get close to people, how to let people get in. So our world shrank, and isolation became a way of life. As I started using, my world got smaller and smaller and smaller. Pat, how are you? My world got boy, I'm fucking emotional today. It's okay, I'm feeling. You know, I don't have to get loaded over it. But my world shrank as I continued using. And it took us to the places that we talk about. Jails, institutions, and death. You know, I went to jail many, many times. I OD'd. I was in a long-term treatment. So I went to all those places, so I had no other place to go when I walked in here. You people helped me with my disease, that I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, I'm not desirable. Just a hug. There was a meeting at 15th Avenue in Northern. I felt loved. I don't know about you, but that's all I ever wanted all my freaking life, was to feel loved and feel part of. And I found that here, thank God, that I hit my bottom. In chapter 2, so it's all through our literature. Step 7, this is our road to spiritual growth. We change every day. We gradually and carefully pull ourselves out of the isolation and loneliness of addiction and into the mainstream of life. The growth is not the result of wishing, but of action and prayer. I have to practice the 7th step a lot. Yeah, do what I don't want to do. Don't do what I want to do and do what I don't want to do. And for me, that's a real simplified 6 and 7. I remember doing a 12-step months ago with my sponsor. And when you have a hard time practicing spiritual principles, well, when I'm angry, or when this is going on, or whatever, when I feel judged, or whatever. And he says, no, when you're intolerant. Oh, yeah. With an attitude, indifference or intolerance. So the problem is not you. The problem is always in me, in my thinking. And that's what creates, that's what separates us, me from you. And all of a sudden, I play God. So it's taken a lot of work and a lot of growth to drop my walls down. It's in step eight, all through relapse and recovery. It's in that chapter, isolation. It talks about that a lot. I see so many people, and I can't tell you why they go back out, but the common theme seems to be they stop going to meetings, and it's just a matter of time they get loaded. You know, geez, I don't want to be one of those people. So I have to stick and stay, so to speak. You know, no matter what, I have to keep coming. I have to have a home group. By having a home group, that keeps me connected with you people. Because there's times, and we all go through it. You get some time together, and you want to say, screw it, and you want to walk away. And we all want to do that. I went through that a few months ago. And I talked with my sponsor. He said, we all go through it. And we just push through it. Don't let it take us back out. I talked about the traditions a little bit. The tools of the program, for me, meetings. Meetings keep me connected. Sometimes people give feedback, and I really think that's inappropriate. You know what? We freely share our opinion when asked. And it drives me nuts. You know, somebody will say something, that, well, you need to do it this way. Really? You're going to try and manage my life? Thank you very much for sharing, but, you know, I don't need to hear that. I had to go through surgery about 7 or 8 months ago. I've got a degenerative condition in my spine where everything's kind of imploding. And it was go through surgery or take a risk of being paralyzed. And I had to go through surgery, and it was very difficult to even walk. And still today, there are days I get up in the morning and I just want to cry. I hurt so freaking bad. But I pushed through it. But when I had to go through that surgery, I had to take pain medication. And I when something bothers us, we got to go into a meeting and share about it and get freed up from it. And I went into a meeting and talked about that. And somebody came up and says, well, have you changed your clean date yet? Really? Well, you're sponsoring me now, huh? You know, so there are people in the rooms that I believe God's got a lot of work to do. You know, I believe there's some kind and loving and gentle people in the rooms. We all don't get healthy when we walk in. You know, it's just a matter of time. For me, I can't act that way. Not only isolation, I keep you out. I had to learn how to drop my walls, how to be emotionally available. And I didn't know how to do that for a long time. I'm not proud of it, but a lot of us go through it, get caught up in sex addiction. I was going to adult theaters and stuff like that. And a lot of people do that. A lot of guys, I don't know about women, but you know, some of us guys have done that. And I carried a lot of guilt and shame over that. And I couldn't come in here and tell you that. You know, I didn't know how to be real. But I had built up my walls. I had to learn how to pull my walls down. It's like an insulation between me and you, and I never let you come in and get inside of me because I was so afraid of being hurt. So afraid of being hurt. Many marriages, it was the same pattern. You could only get so close. I just wouldn't let you in. It's all been changed recently, well, within the past year or so. I went through a marriage and a divorce in recovery, and it was good, and things just didn't work. And what happened, it's nobody else's business. I talked with my sponsor about it, and he said, you know, you're the one that has to walk the spiritual path, not them, not her. And I've talked with other people about it, and they all felt the same. It's like people went to separate camps, and I felt judged, and I felt less than one more time. And it hurt so deeply. But I had to keep coming and work through that and push through that. I've earned my right to be here. I've earned my right to get clean and stay clean. I don't need you to judge me. Just love me. I heard some very hurtful things. I would go into a meeting and hear someone say, what's that son of a bitch doing here? Really? You know, I just... I had to do a work. I was asked to do a workshop some time ago down in Yuma, and it was on grief, guilt, and shame. And I had to go through a grieving process of that marriage. You think I didn't want that marriage to work? You damn right I did. I loved her very much. And I still do. But it just didn't work. Sometimes some things can't work. I've moved on. I've got someone else in my life that I'm seeing. And it's pretty damn good. You know, she's a normie and she doesn't drink or anything. She doesn't drug. She respects me and doesn't do that around me. And I appreciate that. I've learned how to get my walls down, how to be emotionally available, how to listen to her. When I don't listen to you, I've got my walls up. There is isolation going on. I'm not hearing what you're saying. If my heart is not open. Through a process of working the steps, it's like I've gotten out of my head and I've gotten into my heart. Many, many times, and I don't know how I got it or why I got it, I guess the only thing that matters is I did. I learned that self-centeredness is the core of our disease. And I have to get out of myself. Many days early on, you know, I felt like crap or whatever was going on in my life in very early recovery, 30, 60 days or something like that. And I understood that. And people said, get out of yourself. Reach out. And I would call someone else and ask them, how you doing? How's your day going? And by the time I got back to me, my world wasn't so damn bad. Because we go through some difficult things getting clean and staying clean. We have to learn how to live life. And life on life's terms is not easy some days. But it's doable. I got a couple people I sponsor. My sponsor is real, real sick. He's up in Vegas. And I reach out to him and call him. How you doing, man? And that means a lot to him. It's just like it means a lot to me to have somebody come up and say, how you doing? I think that's all we want, is to feel wanted and loved and needed. I'm really okay with myself today because I've gotten next to the God of my understanding today. There were many times when that divorce ended, I would go into a meeting when she was in the same room and I would have to stop at the door and let God go in front of me because I had no idea what was going to happen or who would show up. And that seemed to work pretty good for a long time. And I talked with my sponsor. He said, what are you, codependent? Asking God to do for you what you need to do for you? Oh, yeah, okay. So I really, really got into the 11th step and embraced that and what that all means to me. I'm okay with me. I'm not damaged goods. I'm human. I feel. We pull ourselves out of the disease of addiction into the mainstream of life. We're restored to our rightful place as a human being. We're all human beings. You have a right to be here just like I do. My worth and your worth is exactly the same. I'm a member of society today. It's a challenge, I guess I could say, you know, unlike a lot of people on unemployment. You know, but my bills are paid, the mortgage is paid. The bank said you can live there. As long as you pay the bills, you can live there. But it's okay.
it really is okay. I don't isolate today. Like I said, I have a home group that I go to, and that's what keeps me in the rooms. I pick up the phone and I call two or three people a week, usually. Sponsee is in the hospital recently. I went and saw them. You know, can we go in the hospital and we don't tell anybody. You know, and we need people to show up for us sometimes. I'm not alone. We all have a hard time reaching out. I've been around for quite a few years, and there's sometimes I walk into a meeting, Gilbert Solutions, I think it is, and a few other meetings I don't very seldom get to, or very often get to, and I feel like a newcomer, you know, because I don't say plugged in, or I don't go to the same meetings all the time. You know, it was like where there's, I can get very familiar and complacent in just going to my home group. You know, so I have to be careful of that. I have to watch that. The dictionary definition, it's actually, I looked it up for solitude, and everything is the same. You may say, well, I'm just taking some solitude time, quiet time. It's all the same. Solitude, isolation, seclusion means a state of one who is alone. Solitude may imply a condition of being apart from all human beings or being cut off. Do we do that? Do I do that? How do I get out of that? Call someone else. Be honest with them. This is what's going on in my life. I let someone else come into my life, into my heart, and be real. I love this program. It has given me a life beyond my comprehension. You know, I came in homeless, unemployable, you know, all that stuff. You know, my life was using for many, many years. I think the first 5 years was about clearing up the wreckage in my past and credit and stuff like that. And anyway, I was able to purchase a home in 93, I think it was, and I'm still there. You know, and boy, I'll tell you what, with the state of economy right now, it's difficult because the banks and mortgage companies, they ain't doing nothing if they don't have to, and I'm in that boat too. But I have enough faith in my higher power that no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. What is it, even if we become homeless, we don't use. So no matter what, I just don't use. It talks about, and more will be revealed, and this is one of my favorite chapters. Sometimes we find ourselves caught up in old ideas, even with time in the program. The basics are always important to recovery. We need to avoid old thinking patterns, both the old ideas and tendency towards complacency. We cannot afford to become complacent, because our disease is with us 24 hours a day. If, while practicing these principles, we allow ourselves to feel superior or inferior, we isolate ourselves. I can't afford to do that. I can't afford to do that. I'm grateful for Narcotics Anonymous. I'm humbled that I was asked to participate in this. I don't know if I said anything that makes sense. If not, there's more workshops. Just don't use today, you know? Life is okay. I love you and thank you.